After months of negotiations, New Jersey lawmakers reached a deal to increase the hourly minimum wage to $15 by 2024. But as WNYC's Gwyn Hogan reports, the plan will leave some workers behind.
The plan will cover more than 1 million workers in New Jersey, but there are some exceptions. Farm workers aren't guaranteed they'll ever get to a $15 hourly minimum wage. Instead, their wages will gradually increase to $12.50 over the next 5 years. Cruz Marquez works at a berry farm in Mercer County.
They raise everyone else's salaries and they leave us agriculture workers behind. I think it would be an enormous inequality for us.
New Jersey has between 4,000 and 14,000 agricultural workers, depending on the time of year. Michael Reich is an economics professor at UC Berkeley who studies minimum wage increases. He says if farm workers were to get $15 an hour, it might mean a slight increase in consumer prices. A case of blueberries, for example, might cost 9 cents more. And he says the tiered system could make it harder for growers to retain their workforce.
Most of the New Jersey labor market, even the unskilled labor market, is going to go up to $15. Why would anyone want to work at $12.50?
New Jersey will be the fourth state to move towards a $15 minimum wage. But none of the others have a carve-out for agricultural workers, including California, with more than 400,000 of them. New Jersey's plan does provide an opportunity for farm workers to get bumped up to $15 an hour eventually, but it needs to be approved by the state's agricultural and labor commissioners in 2024. So it's not a done deal. Megan Hurley is an organizer with the group Kata Farm Workers.
If they wanted to give workers $15 an hour, there wouldn't be this whole process and caveats and the possibility of taking it away from some workers.
The current plan also carves out tipped workers. They'll get a $5.13 minimum hourly wage by 2024. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.